It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Shane Mast on the phone with us. Well, Shane, I understand you've got some new information to share with us now that we've gotten a ways into March.
Absolutely. The February statistics just came out, real estate statistics for Douglas County, and the Federal Reserve just met to talk about interest rates. There's a lot to talk about, and I'm excited to let you to share it with you.
So let's talk about those February numbers. What did we have?
Well, if you look at February numbers, our inventory is now at an all-time low. We have 145 homes for sale right now in Douglas County. That includes homes in a park. That's not bare land, but anything with a house on it, only 145. And for reference, just about a year and a half ago, we had 350. So if you think about 200 less homes on the market right now, it's super, super low inventory.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I was just startled a little bit by that number, because even a couple of years ago, we talked about a tight housing market. So now you're saying it's even tighter.
It's as tight as it's ever been. And it's probably going to get a little bit tighter here in the short term. The Federal Reserve, for those that are following interest rates, you see what's happening to gas. The same thing is happening to interest rates. All the lenders are speculating, and they've been guessing, and that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates. They have not raised rates for 4 years, and they just did it this last week, raised it by a quarter of a percent, and they announced that they'll meet six more times this year, and they'll likely raise it each time that they meet. So what that means is we could possibly, right now, they're already up about a full percentage from this time last year. They were about 3.2, and now the average is 4.2%, which a lot of people listening are like, well, 4.2% is pretty amazing. And that's true. It is. It's just not like COVID low. But 4.2 is really good. Even if it went to 5.2, historically, that's good. But what that does is people that were qualified at 3.2 are going to lose about 20% of their buying power. So rates are going to go up. So if the people that were on the fence, should I buy now or should I wait for prices to go down? If rates go up 1% and prices go down 10%, which they probably won't do in the short term, but if they did, your payment would be the same. I think right now is the small window of a time for buyers to get in there and increase their affordability or keep their affordability at a high rate. Where if you wait for rates to go up another percent, it might price you out of the level of home that you're wanting.
So it really can impact somebody that's out looking right now. They're qualified to a certain point that they could pay or want to pay per month. Mm-hmm. And then with the interest rates, that kind of changes everything.
Yeah, exactly. Because most people don't buy on price. They buy on payment. What can I afford to live in and still have a good life and be able to pay my bills and maybe go on a vacation every once in a while? So with that number, with interest rates, when interest rates move up and down, that number moves up and down. Prices are going to be, you know, we just, the latest stats that came out said that prices have risen 16% in Douglas County in the last 12 months. And that's on a year before when they were 18%. So they're probably going to go up in the short term. When is it going to stop? A lot of people are thinking within the next year, probably, because a lot of sellers are going to be thinking the same thing. With interest rates going up, buyers can afford less. That's going to affect prices. So a lot of sellers are jumping on and saying, well, if I'm going to sell my house, I better do it now. And it's going to create a frenzy for the next 3 to 6 months in buyers trying to buy before interest rates get up and sellers trying to sell before prices go down.
And just looking at that percentage shift, if you had what was now a $300,000 house and you've got that kind of increase, of 16%, then you're looking at ultimately that $300,000 house becoming $348,000. And just because you could afford a $300,000 house doesn't mean you can afford one at $348,000.
Right. In addition to the increase in rates, so that same house that you could have bought for $300 last year at maybe a $1,300 payment is, like you're saying, it's now $348, and the payment's going to be closer to $1,600 a month.
Wow. So a lot of things for people to look at right now, and it seems like whether you're buying or selling, it's time to really put things into motion and get moving.
Yeah, it's not one of those years when you want to wait till summer. Summer might be, our rates might be at 5% by then. This is all speculative, of course. Nobody knows exactly where rates are going to go. But with that Federal Reserve announcement, it sent shockwaves through the lending and real estate industries. And basically, we're bracing for probably the most sales in U.S. history, which we keep having every year. But we feel like this year is going to be really, really big. Next year, we're not sure.
Well, and it certainly has cycles in that aspect of the market. How do you and your staff keep up with all this changing information?
Oh, it's a good question. We literally meet at least three times a week, either via Zoom video chat or in person, at least one in-person meeting. We just had a marketer come to kind of talk to us yesterday about getting, when we're listing properties, how to get that in front of the most people on social media and Google. So we're always checking out marketing. We are studying. We watched a video about the Federal Reserve and interest rates and how it affects our buyers and sellers. But just with lots and lots of training, and the people at Oregon Life Homes, the agents there, they love this business, and they're learning about the business is not work. It's almost fun to us to study these numbers and look at them and discuss them and see how it's going to affect our clients. So I would say we're training, and it's showing in the numbers. The stats came out for Douglas County sales per company, and I'm proud of our company. We are number one in sold units at 69. That's in January and February because stats haven't come out for March. And the number two company, which I won't say who they are, it's a big company, but they are 26 units behind us. So they're at 43. We sold $21 million in the first 2 months. The second is only at $17 million. So they're getting it done too. But Oregon Life Homes agents are just they just continue to impress me with their training and their just diligence.
Well, for most people, buying a home is the biggest investment you'll ever make. And especially with all these changing things going on right now, it certainly doesn't seem like it's a time to just try to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, even as agents, we have to learn every day about the changing. Rates are changing. That used to be rates would change every week, maybe every 2 weeks. They're changing every hour right now. If you get a pre-qual now, a lock in a rate at 9 a.m. and somebody locks one in at 3 p.m., they could be totally different. I mean, we've never seen anything like this in our industry with the volatility of rates. So, yeah, absolutely. You got to find somebody that is going to keep up on all this stuff. We're kind of real estate nerds, so we love to look to keep up on this stuff, so you don't have to.
So how do people get connected with Oregon Life Homes?
Yeah, Oregon Life Homes, we are currently right on Garden Valley Boulevard, right off of the Garden Valley exit across from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Easiest way, though, is to just Google Oregon Life Homes or stop by the office.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes. Anything else you want to share with folks?
Nope. I do want to say one last thing. I'm not trying to scare anybody into buying or selling, because if it's not the right time, an interest rate or a point here is not going to make your life any better. It's just a good time to buy and a good time to sell. But your personal situation, and that's something that we would never push anybody to buy or sell. We would just give you the options. So I'm not trying to tell everybody you have to sell now, but I am telling people it's a great time to do so.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right.